tell me, please?
Sure.
Connection to this.
In it too, yeah. And then The Weeknd filmed one of his videos at University of Toronto Library up at the Scarborough campus.
Oh, there you go.
Recording in progress.
Okay, sorry, Tommy.
No worries.
Sorry, Tommy. Can we get things started in the room, and then we'll jump to Zoom. I'm sure there's a couple of people in Calgary that want to chat to you. Who wants to kick us off tonight? Tom.
Tommy obviously had a fourth win in the row for you guys, and pretty good to have to fight off a York leveler. So, what's your initial thoughts on that?
That was a great road performance against a team that's been the most informed team over the last, 10 games since Benjamin's come in. I don't think he's lost any, has he? Is that his first loss?
Second loss.
So, I mean, credit to him and his coaching staff for what they've tried to do and taking them to the top of the table briefly. But we knew that if we're going to have a say in defending the Shield, we got to win.
On both your goals, it really seemed as though your guys' offense had really kind of undone York's defense and created a lot of open space for yourself. I'm just wondering if that was more of something that you intended or maybe something as a result of the weather.
Yeah, we've worked hard, really, because we've now got an attack. That's the difference with why we're able to climb up the league, because as you've seen at the end, when we have to defend, we can defend, and we're good with it. But we've now got an attack that can hurt in the other way. So when you let Moosey and Mael run wild, they do exactly that. And, Toby, unfortunately, to come off injured, but Lowell came on against his old club and was part of the second goal. But these guys are good. And Mael, what a goal. I mean, that was a special goal. But Fraser Ed chipping in again. He's been probably arguably one of the best attacking fullbacks in the league this year. And these are big players that score in big moments. And no better to do it on the run-in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Thomas.
Brandon, Tommy, touched on it a little bit there, but significance of this being a road win for you guys. 500 in the last nine, I believe, are at home. But you guys are crossing back and forth in those games. So just how important was it to pick up 3 points here today on the road?
Huge. Like we did with Ottawa, is we knew that if we were going to have a say in it, we've got to win on the road again. And I think that's important because we know our running, the pitch is looking good, we've got players back, we know we'll get more wins than anything at home. But getting points here on the road, and especially against someone that's won at our place, we've got to level that back. And we've done that, and now we can get a little closer to them and make it interesting for the last nine games.
And we saw a little bit of a good defensive battle on the near side here. Brian Wright in the first half there, and then carrying into the second half, although Dan was on the yellow. Just wondering if you could speak on the work from Dan and maybe even the defensive unit as a whole on shutting down who has been the most productive.
He's been the best striker, yeah, let's say it. I mean, Brian Wright's had a terrific season, and and credit to him, he's been a handful. When he's come to our place, he's scored. But, you got Babouli in there. You got Richie coming on as well. They've got Guzman's been terrific since he signed. So we knew we were going to have our work cut out. But I think sometimes in these games, you're going to have to suffer and have those. And when Dan got an early yellow, he adapted his game very well. And what you saw is two of the best players this year, cat and mouse, and I think it was a great matchup. So I'm going to enjoy watching that back because I think it's there was a lot of nuances that will be interesting for the next game.
And just a quick one as well, just on Toby, hopefully he's doing all right. I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know. So our medical team is seeing him while we speak. So hopefully it's nothing too serious, but he felt something. Maybe it was the cold or the slip, but we'll reassess him in the morning.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Any other questions coming for Tommy Bottom?
I think the last time you lost was against York, and it was in Calgary, and there were, I was counting through, I think it was 9 yellow cards in that game, and tonight was similar number of cards. You think that's a rivalry developing between the two teams, or was it just a wet night and everyone's slipping around? Or
no, actually, Robin, I just think it's two teams that want to have a say in the game, in the title. Benjamin's put his team in the race. Their players are believing in themselves. They're playing good football, but they've also got an edge to them. I believe we're the same. You know, I think we've actually been a lot cleaner this year in terms of our discipline record. But if you want to play, we'll play. If you want to fight, we'll fight. And I think that's the good thing for us, is we're going to make it uncomfortable. And we needed to at times today. And I think that's what it was today, was just a passionate, tactical chess match.
Any other questions for Tommy? Charlie, you got one?
Thank you. Sorry, I'm late.
It's a fine, Charlie. I mean,
it should be.
Tommy was wondering where you were.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, you've spoken a few times about Mael, and you know, you see him in training all the time. Do you think we're starting to see a little bit more of that Mael that you know in training on the pitch now?
Yeah, I said to, I think it was Nick and Jay when we were training, him and Moosey were doing a finishing exercise the other day, and they were scoring goals like that. So Moosey's cut in there. It's not by accident. So when he scored and celebrated, we know he's got that in his locker. It's now he's just, we've got to help him. And credit to our sports science team, they've kept him fit. There's a great player there. And it's up to us now. And we've got a good record with nurturing these young talents. And he's the next in line, because he's a terrific player. And he plays with no fear, but he's also willing to press and defend too. And I like that about him. But yeah, let him have his moment. That was one of our best goals we scored this season in terms of a team play and the finish right in the top bins.
Thanks, Tom.
Any other questions in the room? Mr. Wheel, you're done for the night.
Thanks, everyone. See you in September.
Okay, guys, you know the drill. Questions in the room first, and then we'll see if there's anything on Zoom. I think Hannah and Calgary's got a question for you. Anyone wants to kick us off in particular? Very quiet. Want to see anything, Charlie, maybe?
Sure. Friday, I think, the four in a row for you guys now. I think you guys have won every game since you've come back. Just what is clicking for you guys right now that maybe wasn't a month ago?
No, I think a month ago, what was tough is that we were doing a lot of things right and just not getting the results. And I think we were able to, you know, stay strong and stay together through adversity. And now the results are showing. But I think we've been working hard and grinding for quite some time, and we're just finally seeing the rewards. Obviously, it helps when we have, you know, so many good players. Obviously, Moosey coming back. We have Mael that's on fire. Toby is great. We added Lowell. So obviously now it's, you know, the goals are coming. And I think as well, just the whole team, we've stayed together, and we've persevered through the adversity, and I think that's why now we're able to enjoy four in a row.
The last 15-20 minutes of that game, where, you know, you guys were under some pressure at times, yeah. What did you have to do to pull it out? How important was it to you guys that it was 3 points and not one today?
Yeah, I think obviously every time we step on the pitch, we're going for 3 points. We never go for ties. I know we got a lot of ties at the start, but we never go for ties. We always have the objective to win, and to win every game, and it's been an objective since the beginning of the season. I think the guys that came in as well were huge, 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 huge. So they made a really, really big impact. Obviously, Malcolm at the end, big save. Callum winning big headers. Jesse coming in as well, making a difference. Lowell came in, obviously, early. Huge difference, I think. And I think we have, and Sergio as well. We have so many difference makers, and sometimes it's not the ones that are scoring, and sometimes as well the ones that are coming in and helping us get the result that just is important. So.
Thanks, Charlie. Brandon was in just before you, Tom, but give me a sec.
Bradley, just sort of what Charlie just asked as well, the importance of winning on the road for you guys. Yeah. I know that you guys still have a few home games left in the season. I think five of your last nine are at home, but just how important it was to take the 3 points back from York that they won on the road in Calgary, and to take the 3 points here today.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we know York is a good team. They were on form. They had just won. They have won for a couple, two, three games, I think, in a row as well. And they're obviously, they were ahead of us in the standings. And, you know, I think when we step on the pitch, we respect every team. And especially on the road, we know we have to be together. A lot of, you know, you don't have your home fans. You know, you might not get any of the little advantages. But for us today, it was really about being together. And, yeah, getting the 3 points in a row is huge.
Playing in sunny Malta, you didn't get as many games like this tonight in the rain. But just as a player, how do you have to adapt, you know, on the pitch yourself to to, or, and with your teammates around you to sort of get through, spells where the ball's like not sitting quite mm-hmm. how you want it to, or crosses might be going a little long, passes might be over your head.
Yeah, I think it's for me it's mentality. I think you can't make excuses. It's the same pitch for everybody. And if you know it's KP, you have to have your teammates back. And I think we did a good job of that today. I think since I've joined this club, everybody's been together. And we're a really big band of brothers. And, you know, it's as a player, you actually feel a lot better when, you know that if you, anything happens, the ball skips. For example, you have a bad touch, you know whoever's in the back and the front's going to have your back and take care of that for you. So today, obviously, it was wet. It can be skippy, but, you know, being together and, sticking together was we're going to get the job done.
Tom? Tommy Wilman Jr. came in here before, and he was talking about how one of the reasons why you guys have been able to go on this good form is just because of having those attackers back. So for you, as someone who, you know, is a fullback but is very offensively minded, to be able to combine with, like, Wright, Vail, and Moosey, like, how much does that help you improve your game, and how much do you think it helps improve the team?
Yeah, I think great players make the game... the game easy, honestly, and I think I have a lot of great players in front of me, and definitely they make the game a lot easier for me to find them. When you're under pressure, they're always showing, they always want the ball, and I think that's what you want from your attackers, that they always want to get on the ball. They're able to create on their own, and you know, it's beautiful to have a little bit of magic. Obviously, Mel, the goal they scored, you don't see this strike often, so for me, it's been a joy to play with the attackers. And I think one of our strengths as well is, you know, we had an amazing starting 11 in front of me, I think, and the players that came in as well, top class. We have even top class players as well at home. We have some of that are injured, so I think that's what, it's very positive. And for me as a defender, it gives me confidence as well. When I'm going forward, I know I can give them the ball, and they're not going to do, I guess, take bad decisions or whatever.
A few weeks ago, it might not have seemed like you guys would be able to get up to third already, mm-hmm. but you know, that is the reality now, and only a single point off York. So mm-hmm. for you guys, obviously as the defending regular season champions, you know, how much do you think you have to channel that mentality from last year over the next few weeks to
honestly, I think for me, and I think in the locker room, we don't get ahead of ourselves. Huh? Today it was York. Next week, now we're gonna focus on the next home game and make sure we get that home game. When we take care of that game, we're going to go to the next. I don't like to get too ahead of myself and think too much, you know, just the next opponent, the next team, make sure we're prepared. And the rest, I think if we keep doing the right things, and we'll get the right results like today.
Thank you.
That's good. Rob, you got Robert, you want to sneak in?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess this will depend. Were you on, did you play for these guys last year?
York?
No.
Cavalry.
Sorry. No, for Cavalry.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you did, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, last year, you guys were bam, and you were so far ahead of everybody else. This year, it's closer, and you're coming from behind. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I guess for excitement, that might be better for the fans, but I guess you prefer being at the top and look down at everyone. Or is it just to say, well, now we feel a bit better because we're rolling now?
Yeah, I think it's always nice when you're at the top, I'm not going to lie. But right now, we're obviously not at the top. But like I said earlier, I think the most important is making sure that we're focused for each game and take one game at a time. I think the biggest mistake we can make is just get ahead of ourselves. So right now, we're third, but the only thing that matters is at the end of the season. So we're third now, we focus on next game, and
Rob, you've got Hannah and Cal Green.
Anna, he's all yours.
Thanks, Owen. Salut, Bradley, ça va?
Ça va, toi?
Ça va, merci. I just wanted to ask congratulations on the assist yet again.
Thank you.
You're assisting Mel, and you often describe Mel as being like a little brother to you.
Yeah.
So kind of walk me through how much more it means to you to have him have this goal today.
No, I'm so happy because I think he's a great kid. Like, not just on the field, you know, off the field as well. I think he has a great heart. He's an amazing person. And he works so hard, and I think it was a very, very tough beginning of the year for him because I know he worked so hard from the off season to get fit. Even when he was injured earlier, he worked so hard and he sacrificed everything just to come back. And for him, you know, it's not only today. Since he's came back, I think he's been unbelievable, and he's been an amazing asset to the team. And for him to score this type of goal as well, you know, I told them actually after the game, I don't know, in my whole professional career, I think 10 years, I can't remember that many top goals, like the score goals he scored today. So personally, I think he has a bright future ahead of him, and he definitely has the mentality as well. So I only wish him the best. Obviously, I'm biased because, you know, I really like him as a person, but yeah, as a player, I think he has unbelievable potential to be. It's probably a big statement, but to be a top player in not only in CPL but in Canada and who knows where football can take him actually.
Awesome, thank you, Brad.
No problem.
Thanks, Anna.
Brad, you're done, my friend.
Good.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
We'll be back soon with Ben Hahn and Max.
Okay.